Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will in the Ocean. Excerpts from Published Speeches. Page 320. 1974 to 1983. My activities are not just religious. This is why people say I am an industrialist, a scholar, a movie maker, etc. I deal with every facet of life with the same principle of love. Even if I go fishing, it is never to enjoy myself. I am never apart from my fundamental mission. That is why even tuna are attracted to me. I am always living most naturally in two worlds, both high and low, moving back and forth between them. When Colonel Pak was in South America last summer, he met and was entertained by presidents of seven nations. He was given a great deal of honor because he was my aide. But when he came to report to me in Morning Garden, he couldn't find me in the house. Finally, he found me at the bottom of the backyard, working with several members to fix a rope for fishing. In my life, I have embraced both extremes of high and low. God's will is to bring these two extremes into harmony, and only God's power can do this. A true Muni is the personification of the life power of love, so we can bring the two worlds together. The Two Worlds of Good and Evil, February 15, 1981. I will probably be fishing in Gloucester again this summer, living in fishermen's clothes instead of suits. Even if you are wearing smelly fishermen's clothes, the righteous side is still the same, and it is always going up. You cannot come down lower than where you are now. Though we may find ourselves in the beggar's position, we will never go down, but will go up. I live here in order to leave the right tradition. When young people in the future learn about my experiences in jail, it will set their minds on fire. I never minded having to endure prison life, knowing that I would leave a strong tradition for the future. Our Identity, April 1st, 1981. Perhaps you might think when you are out fundraising, here I am on this hot day and Father is on his yacht somewhere. However, when I go out to sea, I do not do it as a pleasant diversion for one day or one week. I go out for many weeks, every day, rain or shine. I created Ocean Church for the sake of mankind. I had to establish the tradition for the future. There is no one else who can do it. I have spoken extensively about Ocean Church, and some of you American members may think, I don't want to hear any more about Ocean Church. But who can take responsibility for the ocean in America? No matter how difficult, I will take that responsibility. That is my own determination. No matter how much you hate to go to the ocean, I will continue to do it for the sake of this country. After making that kind of foundation, I know American young people will get the message. You might say, I like what Father says, but I don't like the things he does. I can sort out among you those who like what I do and those who don't like what I do. How about you American young men? Do you like Ocean Church? Are you faithful only with your mouth? During the tuna season this summer, we will spend $500,000. Every year, we have lost money on tuna fishing, but we must do it anyway. Nobody else is doing it. The tuna season is only during the summer, so all the rest of the year is unproductive. I have an overall plan to supplement tuna fishing with other fish, fluke, flounder, bluefish, etc., according to their own seasons. We must establish the standard for successful businesses and use all the different fish throughout the year. Once you get out on the ocean, you come to love it, but until you do, the ocean is a stranger. Do you think I was born an expert on tuna fishing? No, I had to learn it from scratch. I kept on working day after day and established the tradition. Now I am known as an expert among the other tuna fishermen. I developed the plan, putting in 7 or 8 seasons faithfully, until they learned how to catch tuna. Such a thing cannot be accomplished as a hobby or by someone who just enjoys the ocean. I spoke yesterday at the 7th graduation of the seminary. Afterwards, with all the parents and professors around, I changed into my fishing clothes and went out on the boat again. The waves were rough in the Hudson, but I went anyway. Those people might have thought me eccentric, but they don't understand what our goal is. Even though my feet swell up from standing all day, I reprimand them and command them to continue working. I certainly don't do this because it is enjoyable. I am very serious about this work. As a religious leader, I certainly do not enjoy killing tuna. When they are bleeding and staining the water all around, I cannot enjoy such a sight. I am in deep prayer apologizing to those tuna and begging them to understand. I tell them, you must give yourselves for the sake of the people of America, because they are much more important to God and the universe than you. I need you as a sacrifice to offer for all mankind. I beg you to give yourselves. Since God and the universe know that, they are helping us and our ocean businesses are prospering. You must have a clear understanding of this. For the sake of mankind, it is righteous to go out to the ocean. From this perspective, who is the noble, righteous American who wants to follow my tradition? I have been looking for those Americans for over 10 years. Probably I must bring people from Japan to set the standard here, and then Americans can inherit it. If the Japanese do not succeed, I will use the Korean people. If they fail, I will send my own sons and daughters to make the right tradition. That is why I have been taking all the blessed children out on the boats this summer. This is the first time I have done such a thing, but we must accomplish our objective on the ocean. America will lose its chance to take advantage of the resources of the ocean because it is not taking any initiative in that direction. Many other nations are taking the ocean away from them. I have followed the divine principle in setting the ocean church tradition. I waited and tried to give every chance to Americans, encouraging you to participate in ocean fishing. If you still do not respond, what else can I do? The one who loves the ocean the most will become its master. I am trying to love the ocean the most. You should not dismiss this thinking of mine. It is very important. All the other shipbuilding companies in the South have gone bankrupt except the Master Marine Company. Even though we were losing money for a while too, we did not stop our business. The businesses of our church members are based on love. If you truly put your heart into a business, it cannot fail because God and the universe will support you. Our Ideal Home, Part 2, June 26, 1983. Tune in tomorrow for more excerpts from published speeches.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.